This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Joining me on the line to have that conversation is Head of Marketing and Communication at Westbank, Lebogo Getse. I hope I said that correctly. Lebogo, good evening. I hope I didn't butcher your surname.
Good evening, Olutando. You said it perfectly well. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to the listeners too.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Let's talk about what the data tells us about millennials and Gen Zers and their preference for ownership.
Look, there's been a lot of say about how millennials and Gen Zs will forego car ownership and go for alternative means of transport like e-hailing services and the Ubers of the world, for instance. But our data shows a different picture, Nolu. We've been tracking it for the past 3 years, and there's been a year-on-year increase in the number of applications received from those specific two generations, which is quite an interesting contrast compared to what we've come to hear in terms of car ownership when it comes to those two cohorts or generations.
It is a very interesting, I think, emergence of data. And the reason I say that is because, you know, in my mind, we have e-hailing, we've got subscription services, we've got long-term rentals, but it looks like people want to buy their car owned on a good old installment sales agreement.
100%. And I think, you know, the main factor, let's maybe be more contextual to South Africa. Young people, as they finish school and they get into job markets, or they start businesses, want safe and reliable transport, right? And private mobility becomes quite key. I mean, there's no need for me to tell or to describe our public transport system and how not so reliable it is. Look, it's not where it was when I was younger, but essentially people are looking for safe and reliable means to get around when you go to work or when you're starting a business. And as a result, car finance becomes quite key, and we have to provide innovative solutions as financiers. And I mean, one of the key programs that we've got is graduate finance, which is quite a good one when you are fresh out of school, there's no credit history, and you know, it accommodates you, and it accommodates your needs as such.
I'm also keen to speak here about the possible income potential of this age group, Lebo. And the reason why I say that is because millennials, for instance, have been around for, as a millennial, I'll tell you, too many shocks, you know, who were around for the 2008 global financial crisis. We saw COVID. We've seen all of it. And all of this while most of us were of a working age. Has that not squeezed our income potential, maybe even holding back the kinds of vehicles that we could be affording?
In fact, you know, the latest, or not even latest, Q4 TransUnion report that tracks the South African industry, I mean, the Insights report, shows that a good portion of originations, so these are new accounts, comes from Gen Zs and millennials. There was a significant growth of 11% just in that quarter of new accounts opened by this generation, you know. And 61%, so together the Gen Zs and the millennials accounted for 61% of this activity that we saw in Q4. And of course, there's no need to point that Gen Zs represent 15% of the country's credit active population. So they are a big bunch because they're all becoming adults. They're all getting responsibilities that safely require them to start tapping into credit. So that's exactly what we see. And of course, the prioritization is, you know, if I get into a car, for instance, let me get into one that's affordable. So don't overextend yourself because you do need a car. Kids need to go to school. You need a house or whatever the case may be. So the education really becomes around affordability, not accessing what you need.
Let's talk about what an affordability assessment looks like, you know, Lebo. And I think one of the reasons why this is of concern to me is because sometimes, you know, on the social media, we'll see different statements from different financiers of vehicle flying around. We're seeing 20% interest being charged to people, which I think is exorbitant. We're seeing 8-year finance terms, you know. So all of this issue of affordability, I'm wondering if we're actually having an honest enough conversation about what a person can realistically afford and what's actually the sensical or the sensible rather thing to do when looking to buy a car.
I always say research, research, research. Nothing beats research. There's ample options available. There's options even in the pre-used space. So explore your options. What we are seeing in the market, which is making affordability, you know, quite accessible, if I can put it that way, which is making cars more accessible, is an entry of, you know, cars that come with everything at a very accessible point. Chinese brands are coming with everything that you would have in a high-end luxury brand, but at a very accessible pricing point for a South African consumer. And I mean, we've seen them. I don't need to mention the brands. And that already takes care of the affordability aspect as far as a car is concerned. Once you've done your research, you know, spend a bit of time, a few months, 2-3 months, save that money. If you're willing to spend 7,000 rands on a car, save it for 3 months and start adjusting your budget accordingly. You can then safely use that 21,000 rand towards a deposit, which will definitely decrease your monthly installments as an instance. Again, Nolu, the bigger discussion is the total cost of ownership for a vehicle. So don't only look at the installment. Where most people trip over, they forget that there's petrol. They forget that the interest rate that the South African Reserve Bank charges can increase now and again. So if you're on a linked rate, it becomes problematic. There's insurance and all of those things, key considerations when buying a vehicle, not just the installment.
I must also ask you, you know, as you're speaking about this, we know that manufacturers and dealers, even finance houses are, you know, creating incentives for buyers here. It can be tempting, Lebo. Of course, these incentives can be like they're here today and could be gone tomorrow.
No, absolutely. But there's always incentives because remember, cars are brought on, whether important, a good portion of the cars in South Africa are now really manufactured here. So dealers will always create schemes and incentives to make cars affordable and accessible because it's to their benefit for metals to move off their floor. So always look for those schemes, always look for those deals that will make it more affordable for you. There will never be a time when there's no scheme. It's like there will never be a time when there's no sale for clothes, you know, or buy two for the price of one when you buy groceries. And so those schemes and incentives work the same way to really make it accessible, which again addresses your earlier point around affordability in as far as cars are concerned.
Let's also talk about graduates here and graduate finance programs. And, you know, they're also trying to figure out there what the balance might be or have to be there, you know, level. And the reason I ask this is because when you're a graduate, you know, you're new to the credit market. You possibly only have one clothing account that you got to help you qualify for the vehicle finance here. At the beginning of your journey of looking to buy a car, what should people be or what should graduates be looking out for?
Once you've done your research and you're ready to get into a market, WesBank has a program or what I call graduate finance, which is different to mainstream finance that we have when you're employed. You don't need to have a credit history. That's quite important. Of course, affordability must be in line. You must be permanently employed, all right, and at least a minimum of 7,500 rand. Just as a start into working, and of course have that minimum qualification that proves and confirms that you are a graduate. These requirements, you've got them, you apply, we take you through a different process because we are mindful of the fact that you don't have credit history and then you can get your car. So I would advise graduates to actually go check out the program on our website. We do a lot of amplification and talk about it on our social media platforms as well. A really good program is an access point to owning a vehicle as a first-time buyer.
Before I let you go, Luba, I must ask you about trying to match vehicle finance terms to service and maintenance periods as well. We know that back in the day, and I think still till today, 3 years, 100,000 kilometers, that's the sweet spot for many dealers here. But we are seeing vehicle financing being extended 6 years, 7 years. I've actually seen one for 8 years here, and still a balloon payment that might be at the end, which might cause a further extension to 10 years here. Can this be a trap for people looking to buy vehicles, and what should we be looking out for in that regard?
Two answers to your question. The first one, there are maintenance plans that are being introduced with new models that are coming through that go on for much longer or higher kilometers. So consumers should firstly look out for those. Very, very important. But again, it goes back to the question of, you know, do your research, find out, ask the questions, take that contract and read it for yourself so that you do not fall into the trap. What we find, Nolu, is that the biggest trap, as I've said, people don't look at the total cost of ownership. So there's different types of vehicle finance. You know, you get your normal installment, you get your guaranteed future value, you get one with balloon, for instance, where you do need to be mindful of those conditions. Ask the dealership, reach out to Westbank. You know, we've got a lot of information and we are pushing a lot of consumer education across all platforms where this information is accessible on balloon payments, all types of finance, and the kinds of research that you need to do as a first-time car buyer. So there's information available, access it before you make that decision, because it's a five, in most instances on average, it's a five-year decision and you do want to make the right one. So take the time to do your research.
Well, Lebo, a pleasure hearing from you today. Thank you so much for speaking to us about millennials and Gen Zs and for the tips that they might be able to use as they try to acquire their vehicle.
Thank you, Nolu. Have a good evening.
You too. That was Lebo Hakitsi, who's head of marketing and communications at Westbank there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.